The River Waveney has jewels of interest all along its near 60-mile course. Forming the border between Norfolk and Suffolk, for much of its length, the river flows through, or near, many fascinating towns and villages. A main arm of the Southern Broads, it then deepens and widens as it heads to Journey's End at Breydon Water, near Great Yarmouth. There is a wilderness all the way along the riverbanks, but my mission for this article was to find peace and tranquility near to the beautiful town of Beccles, which is just on the Suffolk side of the border. I'm delighted that my trip was an outstanding success. But first, a celebration of Beccles itself. And what a wonderful pocket town this is. Someone moving to the area once asked of an exquisite place to live in the borderlands, and I plumped for Beccles, 16 miles from Norwich and 33 from Ipswich, without hesitation. Many moons ago, I heard of the close harmony between the town and the countryside around it, and that fact was the distant start of my adventure. Apart from the quaint town centre, with its lovely shops and restaurants, there's the town's 16th century church, St. Michael's, which has a detached bell tower. The quay is an arm off the river, close to the town centre, and home to a myriad of rivercraft, some of which can be hired. But I wanted to explore the three marsh trail walks on the other side of the A146 Norwich to Lowestoft Road, a busy through route which, handily, misses the old-worldy centre. In the 1500s, there was a 40-year feud between a landowner, merchant and townsfolk about access to and grazing rights on the marshes, also known as a fen. Now, this to-do ended in 1584, when the area was granted to the people by Queen Elizabeth I, the bestowal's importance signified by the town sign. How about these for some of the names of various sections of the marsh? Hither Broad Fen, Second Salt Fen, Organ Meadows, Puttock Hill and Farrow's Pieces. Well, I looked, but I saw no hill. Now, the marsh, below river level, is maintained by a series of dikes and a pump. It is a haven for wildlife and I loved my visit. Chattering young swallows, unusually eating flies while perched on the riverbank, and a black-tailed skimmer dragonfly were the highlights. You can also see marsh harriers and kingfishers, amongst other waterside wonders. There's a green walk of 4 miles, a red walk of 3 miles, and blue walk of 1.5 miles. And this amazing patchwork was shaped by the sea, the last time in the Roman and Saxon ages, when the Waveney would have been an estuary and Beccles a sea-going port. The marshland here is another hidden gem of our region. The extra delight is that you have Beccles to look forward to afterwards. Beccles Town Council produces an excellent map of the marsh walks, and copies can be obtained from the cafe on the quay.